Well, I guess you imagine I'm listening to a Christmas program. This is, oh, beautiful night. It's, what is it, tonight's Wednesday the 16th. It's waiting for the Apollo launch at 9:30 tonight. Time difference over here. And my roommate, Dave Lewis, he's got a TV set and I borrowed it from tonight because he's got to work. And it's a program about Christmas in the military. Golly gee, it really looks like fun. They got all these pictures with the Christmas Carol set to them. Only the military could produce a program like this. All the good stuff, you know, about peace on earth and goodwill towards men, and they show these pictures of gunships making gun runs and nuclear tip missiles, and they're deadly serious about it too. I mean, they're showing that what Christmas is like in the service all over the world. No doubt about it, I'm gonna be home for Christmas this year. As soon as this program's over with, Combat comes on. Combat's favorite program over here. Boy, this rush with your work to get down to see Combat. Sure must have been nice to fight in a war, or if you shot somebody, you didn't get court-martialed, and you didn't worry who was who and what was what. And tomorrow, I hope to be going down to Miami Beach again. I don't think the boat's gonna be ready. The other day, the lifers took it out, and they just broke it something unmerciful. Cracked the dashboard in half. Ran the boat along the beach, chewed up the prop. Just made a mess out of it. So we guys had to work pretty hard in the last couple of days, but it doesn't look like it'll be ready tomorrow. Maybe I'll get down there Friday rather. Certainly enjoy that water skiing. I wiped that out I don't know how many times till I got the hang of it, getting up on top of the water. Once you're on top, it's kind of fun, really, zipping along. It doesn't take much once you're on top, but another thing, you know, these triple somersaults you see guys do when they wipe out while they're water skiing? That don't hurt. I mean, I've seen that, and geez, I thought you really get racked up. I wouldn't worry about undertow either. Miami Beach is in a big, big bay, and the water's just flat, nearly a ripple. We get down there about 8 in the morning. From then on, it's just constantly in the water. They bring along all coolers of soda and beer and maybe a case of sea rations. Just hang us over until we get picked up around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And we just have a ball down there. About 2 in the afternoon, the tide starts changing. The water gets kind of choppy. Nothing big, but it's too much for water skiing and it's too hard on the boat, so we just pull in and get everything ready for the pickup. When the ship comes in, it's murder to pick us up. What we do when we land is we gotta land, when we drop the boat off, we gotta have to land so the ramp is right on the edge of the water. We just drop the ramp, push the boat straight out into the water. It's on a boat trailer, but just shoot it all in the water. And when the ship comes in, it must land in that same spot, and there's a winch to get it in, because you just can't move that boat trailer in the sand. And when that ship comes, I know I've tried to emphasize so much the prop wash from those blades. Well, it picks up that sand and just shoots you at it. And it's like getting ripped apart with nails. Oh, I got caught in that once. First time I was down there, the ship come over to pick us up. We were unprepared for it. We had all our clothes laying out on the beach. And I just ran and just dived on mine, and the ship was hovering above me. And there's nothing you can do about it. You just gotta sit there and take it, and it hurts. Oh, that sand just... It's like being ripped apart or stabbed with ice picks. Jeez. Normally what we do is, we don't, we're Bob Hoxman, we get picked up, so we put all our clothes in a duffel bag, throw it in the ship, and when the ship comes, we all run and dive in the water and just stay underneath the water till the ship's on the ground. Well, last time we were there, we forgot to bring the case of sea, so we didn't have nothing to eat all day. So we decided we'd go down and see if we can get some coconuts from the local villagers. So we hop in the boat and skedaddle down the coast. There's a little fishing village, and zipped right in amongst all them fishing boats right up on the beach, and Phantom and Eads went up to do a little dickering. Them lousy natives wanted $2 a piece for coconuts. Told them where they could put their coconuts. But yeah, it was really something. I mean, the kids looked like we just dropped out of outer space somewhere. We zip up in our highly polished speedboat and the Homo Kai insignia on it. And the only thing we really goofed up is we didn't have a weapon with us. Damn sure next time we go, I'll have a machine gun with me. You don't know who's in them villages or not. We're trying to get this 3-day pass worked out now for Miami Beach. It'd be kind of wicked if we can get down there. We'll stay with the Ford air controllers that work with the Koreans down there. There's also this big island out in the bay. It's got caves on it. It's just a big craggy mass out there. Times I've been out there, we've gone out there with an M79 and worked it over. There's nobody living out there. Next time when I get a machine gun, we'll go out there and just rack the whole thing over and go exploring in the caves. You never know, maybe we'll get a VC weapons cache. Charlie hasn't bothered us any time around here anymore. He still keeps his distance, which is just great with everybody. This is really amusing with this troop pullouts down south, too. Now we just laugh. That's a political... I think it's more a political move than this bombing halt was last November. They pull these guys out, but they're all going to de-roast within 2 or 3 weeks anyway, and you can get that much drop in your orders. So your normal tour of duty over here is 12 months, but when you get your orders, some days you get... Some guys get 2 or 3 day drops, and sometimes you get as much as a 30-day drop. So these guys actually didn't win anything, really. We had a guy coming back from special leave from Lewis, and he says all them guys had been, the replacements are already in Lewis. They pulled them guys out, but they was replaced already with other troops, so they didn't really gain anything. It just sounds good in the papers back home. Hope you all home folks are happy. This guy that come back from special leave. It was just so funny listening to him. We were in the room that night. And when he come back through Lewis on the airplane, there was 218 people on the plane, and 214 were newbies. There was only 4 guys coming back on their extensions, and they just stood up in the plane all the way over, taking turns, and they just told war stories, and they says they never seen a more scared bunch of guys getting off that plane. The kid next to him was crying, and this other guy was saying his prayers, and they said they had to come aboard, and this one colored kid tried to hide underneath the seats. MPs had to come aboard and drag him off. Oh, I just sit here and laugh, because I know if anybody would have told me that on the way over, I would have just been so afraid. Plus, I was pretty lucky when I did come over. When I landed at CAM, it was just a, you know, smooth entry in the country. Some of the guys that come over here, one guy come in the Benoit, they was getting mortared, and as soon as the plane stops, all the emergency exit ones down, all the inflatable slides, everybody just come piling out of the plane. This guy came through Fort Lewis, too. They got yanked out of bed one morning at 4:30, and they had to work their barracks over real good, and at 10:30, President Nixon walked through, expecting y'all. This is when these first troops were getting hauled back to the U.S. Oh, I just would have loved to have been back there at Lewis to see them troops come back. They had them guys marching that parade in Seattle. That must have been the funniest thing. You take a guy that's been serving in the infantry for a year and living like pigs, yank them back to the world, and then you expect them to march decently. Oh, I can just hear them guys cussing and screaming all the way over here. That just must have been so funny. Real sorry that you didn't like the binoculars. Of course, I knew they wasn't going to be real all that good, but there's only $14. They're going to be good down on the perimeter. I wish you'd send them to me, because you're down there all during the daytime. There's gooks walking all over the place, and you really would like to just see, you know, what they're carrying. You see them carrying all this stuff, and if they're carrying a rifle or something, you sure would like to get under cover. Every now and then we have a sniper put a round down by the perimeter. Nobody's ever been hit or anything, but, you know, keeps you on edge down there. This is a day later now. Got to Miami Beach today, and oh geez, do we have the fun down there. We had 8 guys going today. On the week, I'm loaded with the liquid refreshments. We had 9 cases of beer for 8 guys. And we also had a case of C's this time. And brought along a machine gun with about 1,000 rounds of ammunition. We almost didn't get out of here either. We put the boat on 987. And when she cranked, they had to shut her down. She had fuel leaks in the engine. So the guys quick got up there and tightened up the connection. Cranked her up again. Got another fuel leak. Shut her down. Fixed that one. Cranked it up again. Got another fuel leak. Finally decided to heck with it. They grounded the aircraft. So we started running up and down the ramp, trying to find us another flyable aircraft. We could only find one more flyable aircraft sitting on the ramp. We've been having our problems lately getting parts. And so we took the boat off 987, put it over on 5-4, and they got us down to Miami Beach. And oh, the day was just nice and hot, and the water was so cool. Went. Amazingly, I didn't get burned up either, just a little bit on the back of my neck. Kept myself lathered up with suntan lotion or wore my shirt while I was on the beach. We just had a good time. We went out to the island in the bay, and I was all intent on getting me a seagull this time, because I got these big seagulls, giant size. And last time, they was all sitting up there in the rocks. Well, this time we went out, luck would have it, they was all flying around. I couldn't get any of them to land. But, and the sea was choppy, too. I just sat in the back seat of the boat, holding the old machine gun in my stomach, and just cut loose for about 200 rounds on this cliff, chasing these birds around. I never did get them. Those birds can almost probably sense them bullets coming at it. But I chased them all around. I mean, there was a bunch of sandpans out there. So this other guy stood up. He wanted to make sure that they wasn't going to get too close or nothing. He didn't shoot at him, but he just stood up and just started spraying the water with bullets. And you had guys who were shooting up. You see the bullets skipping out across the water. And then on the way back, this time we brought along a one-man life raft and an air mattress. And we had a couple of guys floating way out in the water. They must have been, a good quarter mile out in the water. And every so often we'd hear, "More beer! More beer!" So we'd have to take the motorboat out and get them some more beer. We went out there once to pick them up, and we've been floating around 2 hours. We're out there, one of the forward air controllers stationed near Miami Beach, with his OH-1 bird dog. He started buzzing as he dropped right on the water, about a half mile out, and he come right for us, and just zoop over our heads about 5-10 feet above us. That was really a thrill. That guy's crazy. He was dive bombing the Koreans at Miami Beach. Getting the hang of water skiing a little better now, too. I still have trouble coming out of the water, but once I'm on top, I haven't had any trouble. And let's see what it was. We've taken up all our empty beer cans, fill them off the water, and put them on the beach. Then we have target practice machine gun. You know what happens when you hit something full of water like that? It just blows up and knocks the whole back of the can off. Some of them cans really blew up, too. I hit one, and there's a little round hole in front, but the whole back of the can was missing. And another one just flattened out completely. We also brought along incendiary grenades, too. And those things are fearsome. We put them out there on the island, they melted down rocks. The first one I popped was on the beach. And I didn't know what it was going to do, if it was going to be an explosion or what. But they just burned with a very intense, bright flame. I can see, they showed us in basic that they'd go through an engine block, and I sure believe that after seeing this thing. After it got done burning on the sand, there was this mass of molten metal, just red hot. Let it sit there about 2 minutes, and I took a stick and pushed it in the water. I just sat there and boiling the water, and then you could pick it up just a little bit by one end. For about the next 10 minutes, every time you dunked it in the water, it just boil and fizzle. That stuff is really hot.